nothing on earth that'll get me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with you, making that pin in the broad daylight. And every night is a Saturday night. Everything's right. The summer coming, I'm the first one standing in line. For my day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine. I'm taking off my hat, leave it to the boys.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX Arizona 1480. Phoenix, Arizona. My name is Joseph J. Erdo alongside Gregory Isaac. Gregory, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yes?
So this is why you have the cowboy hat on today.
Well, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're saying, on Periscope, they're saying, are you okay? Yes, I am doing just fine.
He is okay.
I'm just having fun with the song because this is our comedy 40 minutes coming up.
Yeah, so you gotta have fun with
it. We've got a very special guest coming up. But by the way, this is Summer's Coming by Clint Black. But we're going to be playing, we've got a special guest in just a moment, and then, yes, we are live, and please don't line dance, I will. just not right this moment.
Right.
But in about 20 minutes, we have Doris Markovic joining us in studio, and so we're going to have an absolute blast. But right now, joining us on the phone is Rick Bronson from Rick Bronson's House of Comedy from right here in Phoenix. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, remind us where the House of Comedy is located. Do you want to give the address?
We're located right up on High Street, which a lot of Valley residents will remember as former City North. Some people still like to call it City North. We're right up at just north of the 101, Deer Valley, and between Desert Ridge, kind of Tatum and 56 area. So just on the north side of the 101, very convenient, easy to get to. And a beautiful room, if I may add.
Excellent, excellent. And it is. I've been there, of course, for Piff the Magic Dragon.
Piff, you were there for Piff, exactly. I think I still have that photo of the two of you.
Yes, one of my very favorite experiences from last year. And yeah, someone on Periscope is saying, "Oh, North Phoenix." Yes, in North Phoenix area. So apparently we have someone on our Periscope feed right now that's from Phoenix. So you'll definitely have to check out Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. It's an absolute blast. Definitely my favorite of the comedy clubs here in Phoenix, for sure.
Well, that's very kind of you. We take a lot of pride in our rooms. You know, part of our history is that I was a touring stand-up for the better part of my life, almost 35 years. So I certainly had some great teachers and instructors from literally all over North America with some of the great comedy clubs that are in our country, and had the ability to take some great knowledge from them and then use some of our comic knowledge that we often felt was omitted when comedy clubs were being built and designed by comedy club owners, and tried to basically blend those two ideals together.
Excellent.
So we ended up with a really nice room with great sounds, great light, great audio, great sight lines. It's just, it really is, it's the perfect size space. The comics that come through love the room. So we're thrilled. We couldn't be happier with how it came out.
Fantastic. And so who's on this weekend?
This weekend, actually, if you get a chance to head out there, I strongly recommend it. It's Donnell Rawlings, who played Ashley Larry on the Chappelle Show. And I was fortunate enough, just last week, I was in Minnesota. Donnell happened to be coming through. He's touring with Chappelle right now. So I saw an unbelievable comedy show at the First Avenue Theater, which is where Prince recorded Purple Rain. And it was Chappelle, Donnell, and Hannibal Buress. So how's that for a night of comedy and hanging out where Prince made all of his magic? It was a pretty special evening.
Wow, it sounds like it. Sounds like it. And what else makes your club special? I mean, sets it apart from some of the others in Phoenix?
I think one of the things we really work diligently on is our bookings. And we try to really scout a lot of the big up-and-coming acts. You know, it's really... we take a lot of pride in breaking guys before they really become household names. You know, one of those guys is someone like TJ Miller, who frequented our club before he really had the huge success he has now from Deadpool, and of course, Silicon Valley on HBO. So we really, a lot of comedy clubs will do fine bringing in a lot of the guys who have been in the game for a long time and who do a good job. But we try to really mix a nice combination of really bright, young, up-and-coming comics along with some of those really proven guys that are just solid performers. And, you know, we spend a lot of time at festivals. We go every year to just the last festival in Montreal, which is the largest comedy festival in the world. And essentially it's summer camp for comedians because we all get together and have a just a great time. Because when you put that many comedians in a hotel ballroom together, you are bound to have a few good laughs guaranteed. So we spend a lot of time really scouting the talent. We watch a lot of tape. We don't just throw anyone up on the stage. And I think it's that attention to detail and the overall attention to detail with running our business. You know, we don't just want to be a place where it's good for comedy, but we want to execute good beverages, good food. We want our customers to have such a great time there that they think to themselves, you know, we should come back again next week and do this, not 3 months from now.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the things that I love about it as well is that you do have the comedy background. And so I know when I was there for Piff, you got on stage and you were talking with him and doing your thing as well.
It's correct. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Piff is going to be in Montreal this summer for just the last festival, and we're going to be working together there. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's always fun to play on stage with Piff, although it's not very much fun to play golf with Piff because that was the most it was the most trying experience in my life.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say he's actually. He's far from excellent.
Well, yeah.
But he's a hell of a nice guy, very, very funny, and I love the British sarcasm. Especially now, it'd be great to talk to him based on hearing how he feels with Britain succeeding from the European Union.
Brexit, yes, absolutely, for sure.
I refuse to go with the Brexit terminology. I won't use it. I won't use it. It's too benefer. It's way too. I refuse to do it.
Too cutesy, right?
Way too cutesy.
Yes.
This is far beyond cutesy. This could be potentially devastating to the European bloc.
I know.
To call it something that cutesy is just not doing it justice.
Well, because I hadn't known, you know, I knew what was going on, but I hadn't heard the term Brexit. And then someone on Periscope said, you know, what do you think of Brexit? And I was like, are they talking about a movie or is it like an autocorrect issue or something?
I thought it was a drug. What is that for? ADD? I'll try it. Sure. Yeah, give me some of the Brexit.
I think we need it. I think we need that. And they're saying breathe. Is that better? Breathe. I don't know. That sounds.
I have no idea
like
what that is.
That sounds like a
medication.
I can't
even understand that. How are they spelling that?
B R E A V E. I don't know. Maybe like leave.
Britain and leave. I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So when the rest of the country starts seceding from the Union, so be finished. Like I'm finished. We're finished with y'all. Gotcha. All right.
Right.
I love that we can get cutesy with world politics when it's of devastating proportions, potentially.
I know. It's affecting people's lives, but, you know, it's kind of like
exactly.
But, again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Rick Bronson from Rick Bronson's House of Comedy right here in Phoenix. But so you are a very funny guy, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because we want to have you in studio sometime as well.
Absolutely. It's just I'm trying to avoid Phoenix while it's 120 degrees. I enjoy my state of my body right now as it is without feeling like I'm in a perpetual steam sauna.
I mean,
I love the heat, don't get me wrong, and I love the valley, but I'm fortunate enough to be a Canadian still and be able to disappear up north during the summer when the weather is absolutely perfect here.
Yeah, no, I completely don't disagree with that. I don't blame you for escaping, because we got the monsoons coming this week, and so it's going to be a little bit more humid as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That said, I cannot wait to get back for my NFL season, for my Cardinals. I can't wait to get back for my golf season, my Waste Management Open, so I'm looking forward to getting back to my second home.
Awesome.
I love the valley. I really do. I can do without some of the wildlife that I see in my backyard from time to time, like the ape javelina that I saw leaving a few weeks ago. How they got my gate code to my community is beyond my record. I have no clue. That's pretty impressive, though.
Wow. I think, Greg, you gave them the gate code, right?
I did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want to be a friendly neighbor. You got it.
And so the now I know that America's, speaking of Piff, because we saw him on America's Got Talent last year, right?
Correct.
And it's America's Got Talent's going on now. We've been trying to book people on that show. So if you could help us out with that, if you have any connections.
Well, I have two very good friends on it. I can't tell you how far they go because I know they weren't supposed to tell me.
Oh.
But you'll already know who they are. Ryan Amber, he was the one that decided to put the meat hook up his nose.
We literally tried to have him on the week after he was on the show.
Oh, that's not Ryan's a very, very good friend, and he actually makes home now in Las Vegas, so he's not that far from the desert. Well, he's in the desert, but not our desert. But I could certainly sway him to come in and have a chat with y'all. for sure. And they're very talented. I know that a lot of people are turned off by some of the real shock stuff, but he does some pretty amazing things, actually. It's an incredible ability for some people to do the kind of shock comedy or the shock, you know, the Steve-O type stuff. You know, we have Steve-O coming to the club again here pretty quickly, and he does similar type of things. But, yeah, happy to help you with that. I can certainly get Ryan in touch with you.
No, I appreciate it. I'll get in touch with you off the air to work on that, because we have been trying to get some of these people on, because there's been some really great acts on the show this season, and I think that they're just overwhelmed. But the cool thing is that they did have the auditions here in Phoenix this year, right?
Yes. And I don't know how many actual Valley residents. I know a lot of people came from different parts of of the country to try out in Phoenix. I'd be interested to know how many of them were actually Valley residents that are on the show.
Yeah, that's true. Because I mean, there's just so many people that try out for that, and I know that I mentioned earlier Big Brother, and because that started up again. I wanted to audition for that. I wanted to go in a few years ago, but none of my friends would go, and I was a little bit too embarrassed to go myself.
I have a hard enough time living in my house with my family, who I know. They get on my nerves. Can you imagine how 16 strangers must be? No thanks.
That's true.
Good luck. You're on your own for that one, buddy.
But you know, there's hot girls in the house. If there's hot girls in your house, you can't you know, hook up with them.
There's hot girls in Old Town. There's hot girls on High Street.
Yes.
Joseph, just come out with me for a night. You don't need to put yourself through this.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a deal. Then it's a lot faster than 3 months and, you know, right?
Then 3 months and being humiliated on national television based on how some editor determined to edit you, because you know exactly how that works. You can be the nicest guy in the world. They can take two clips and make you sound like you were the biggest putz they've ever met.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so we're talking about movies as well today, of course, because this is Breakthrough Entertainment's summer show. And have you seen any movies that you've really enjoyed lately, Rick?
You know what? I haven't seen a lot lately. I mean, I'm pretty bad now with getting caught up on film. I tend to do a lot of my movie watching while I'm flying. So if I know I've got a steady 2 weeks of travel coming up, I'll load up my iPad with a bunch of flicks, and I'll watch it. But I don't see much in real time. I will say that my 12-year-old did go see Finding Nemo or Finding
Dory.
Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, that's
Finding
it.
Dory.
And said it was just great. And apparently the reviews have been fantastic, too. But conversely, my same 12-year-old said that the remake or the follow-up to Independence Day was absolutely awful.
Oh. Greg was looking forward to that. And so.
Well, Jeff Goldblum's in it. You can't go wrong with that.
Well, I'm a huge Goldblum fan. I love his quirkiness. I mean, he's incredibly talented. People don't know how prolific he is in any arts. He's a phenomenal piano player. He's very funny. I love anyone that can deliver a line into such a monotone state and still make it as funny as he makes it. It's one of the things I loved about him. Bill Murray had that ability as well, that can be that straight man, dry one-liner that just penetrates you. You know, so I've always been a big fan. So I too would be disappointed if it wasn't a good movie with Jeff Goldblum. But let's be honest, it's highly possible based on the fact that it's a remake, a sequel, a number two. Let's cash in on a successful franchise.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how about this year, you know, what's the last funny movie, since you know comedy, what's the last funny movie that you saw?
You know, I have to say, you know, I'm not the biggest Amy Schumer fan, but I really didn't mind her movie that she
Trainwreck.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought for her first big screen debut, it was really a good flick.
Okay.
You know, as far as romantic comedies go and just, you know, some good funny moments. Funny is so hard to do. I mean, you know, just we've talked about this and you've talked to other comedians. I think it's the toughest art form in the world because, you know, we have an equation now called LPMs, laugh per minute. And if we don't get a lot of them, we live in a society where our human attention span is just next to nothing. Mm-hmm. And people don't have the stick-with-itness attitude to be able to hold on to a long comedic story and wait for a punchline. I often tell my friends, I think of someone like Bill Cosby, had to start, you know, never mind all the incidences and what was notwithstanding, but if Bill Cosby, the comedian, had to start comedy in this day and age, he would have a very, very difficult time. And so would, I think, someone like a Bob Newhart, just because it took them so long to set the story up before they got to that punchline that force the audience to be attentive and focused and stay with the artist. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think you see that in this day and age, because we live in such an immediate society because of the internet, because of social media, where people can be entertained in 7-second blocks and whenever they want it and as quickly as they want it and as often as they want it. So because of those factors, I think it's really, really difficult for comedy as a genre. So for it to be done successfully, the guys that do it well are really, really so, so good. And especially in a stand-up scenario, when you're up on stage and you got no band behind you, no one to fall back on, and you're up there for an hour, and the people's evenings are going to be based on how good you are on that stage. I mean, I don't think there's any other art form that has that kind of pressure that carries with it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so again, Rick Bronson with the Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. Again, remind us where the club is and any other information that we should know about it.
Again, right on High Street. Our website is houseofcomedy.net. Even with my Canadian accent, hopefully y'all got the house, H-O-U-S-E, not hoose, houseofcomedy.net. And right on High Street, 5350 High Street, we're up where Blue Martini is and Kona Grill. A lot of new restaurants and bars have opened up there. It's really becoming a nice little scene, and very excited to be in the North Valley, because when I first moved here as a resident, I certainly felt that the North Side was lacking in live entertainment. So we're really happy that we're able to bring live entertainment to your listeners and to everyone in the North in the Valley itself. But obviously, I think it's nice for the folks that lived up north that had to trek all the way either downtown or into Old Town, that they now have another option, which in this day and age, and Sheriff Joe with the drinking and driving laws, and people want to have at least a beverage or two, it's certainly nice to have something in their more local vicinity to go to. But I'll tell you what, why don't we just, I don't know if we can do this, but I'm happy to do it. If you want to send 4 of your listeners to see Donnell Rawlings tonight, we can do that.
I don't know. We have to check with our. Yeah, we can. Yeah, first 4 callers right now. 602-252-1480. Again, tell them what they're getting.
We're gonna give we'll give a pair of tickets to your first 4 callers to see Donnell Rawlings, who is Ashley Larry on the Chappelle Show, and we have 2 shows this evening, 7 and 9:30, and he's very, very funny. Like I said, he's currently touring with Chappelle. So he's doing a lot of dates. He's performing a lot. And when you're doing that, you're just exercising your muscle, and his muscle is strong right now. He is a very, very funny comic, and I assure you will have a good time. And if you don't have a good time, well, you can always ask for a refund, but the tickets are free.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're taking calls off air, but again, 602-252-1480 if you want to. The first 4 callers, only the first 4 callers, 602-252-1480. We'll get those tickets. So, but Rick Bronson, can we find you on social media?
You can. I'm at the Rick Bronson on social media and on Twitter anyhow, and which I prefer. I mean, I have Facebook as well. But you can also follow us at House of Comedy AZ.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, I'll be in touch off the air. But Rick, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment.
My pleasure, guys, and enjoy the show and keep her up. And I think it's great that you guys bring a lot of the live entertainment to the Valley. And I think it's great that you keep the attention and the focus on the arts, because it really is so important in this day and age, especially with all the political stress that's going on in our world, that we do have the escapism of the arts, and it's something that's so important, and I appreciate you guys supporting it.
Yeah, we appreciate you as well, and we definitely check out Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. Rick, have a great rest of your weekend. Take care.
You too, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Rick.
All right, so lots of fun, and she's in studio. She's walking in the door right now, and just in case, because I can't hear our engineer, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480 for those tickets for Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. First 4 callers only, and I'm having some technical difficulties in my ear, and thus I can't tell if we have all those callers yet. But Greg, what you see her? Is that Doris?
I think it is. No, she didn't bring her sister with her?
I think she said that it was just going to be her. It was just going to be her, and her sister had something else to do.
Wow.
But I'll go greet her.
Looks a little different than I thought.
I'll go greet her, and let's listen to our another music. And again, join us on Periscope, breakradioshow.com, and follow Breakthrough Entertainment on Periscope. You can see Doris Markovic live in studio for the first time. This is Here Comes Summer by Dave Clark Five.
We'll go steady right away. Oh, let the sun shine bright.